Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Fat Muscle Project podcast. I'm John Gorman, one of three hosts today. We got Lisa Franz in the house. Lisa, what's going on? How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Look at Mr. Sexy Beast I got over here. Mr. Jacob Klessen's in the house. Jake, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing good. Staying busy. Just finished inventory and yeah.
Yeah, this was last second. Lisa and I are talking, and this is going to be a good question of the week. I'm like, well, Jacob's our in-house dietitian here, so it's like between you two, that'll be fun to cover, this topic, and I'll talk a little bit about the nerdy side of cholesterol. But Lisa, go ahead and take it away.
Awesome. So our question of the week is, what's your recommendation when it comes to saturated fats? Do you give clients an instruction on how low to keep it, or is that not something you worry about?
Well, let's why don't you guys kick this off, Lisa? Why don't you go ahead and take this, and then Jacob, you chime in.
Sure. Yeah, I was thinking, well, we came from in the 90s, whatever, from a space of having fats demonized in general. Everything had to be low fat. People were of the conviction that fats in general are bad for us, particularly for our heart health. And then, as it is the case so often, it swung the other way into paleo, now keto, whatever, where sometimes people say, whatever, it doesn't matter, just put your tablespoon of butter and coconut oil into your coffee, bulletproof coffee, and all that, and it's all good. I think thankfully by now we have reached a conclusion that that's not the way to go either, and saturated fats do still or should still be limited, for mostly for heart health purposes, but in general also, of course, even given we're staying within a calorie limit and given we have lean body fat levels. But I personally, aside from just giving my clients a fat target, do say, hey, I would love for saturated fats to be no more than like 10% of your total daily fat intake. So that means sticking with leaner cuts of meat and just animal products and looking for leaner things on that front, and trying to have mostly healthier fat sources such as avocado, nuts, and nut butters and all that, and filling up the rest of the fats. That's kind of my perspective.
Yeah, what do you like to do?
Yeah, I mean, so I don't give my clients a specific amount. I mean, I try to tell them to promote healthy fats. Like you said, the 10% or less is perfect. That's what we learned. I think in school we learned it was like 20%. That was a while back, but I mean, the lower the better, honestly. Saturated fats are going to be found in any kind of animal product, so any kind of meats and butters and stuff like that. So it's really found in all kinds of foods and snacks. They add butter and fat to all those other treats. So you need to try to limit those and promote the healthy mono and polyunsaturated fats.
Yeah, it's one of those things people don't realize from a cholesterol standpoint, and I personally know this well because I have terrible, terrible cholesterol. So the higher your saturated fat content, the higher your LDL is going to be. So anyone that's had their labs done, and listen, there's not really such thing as good and bad cholesterol, but for people to understand it, we've all been taught HDL is the good cholesterol and LDL is bad. Well, LDL can be bad, and there's not just the total amount of LDL is what we need to look at and keep under 100, but there's two markers that go hand in hand with LDL, and saturated fats really impact those. One's called ApoB, and that's a marker that most people you have to ask to be tested for. It's tied very at a very high rate. It's tied to early heart attack, stroke risk, right? Cardiovascular risk disease goes up a lot with a higher ApoB. And saturated fat and higher LDL coincide with a high ApoB. The other one's more genetic, and that's LP little a. And that's a very, very dangerous one that is very, very hard to control. Diet and exercise don't impact it much, but you still need to watch your saturated fat when it comes to those. So overall, LDL, especially ApoB content, is tied to saturated fat. So I know for me personally, Jacob and I, well, I mean, we eat in here in the office together every day. Like, we both like salmon. To me, that's a really good source of, if you're going to get fats in, and even if you're on a lower carb, a little bit more of a higher fat diet or a moderate to high fat diet, we can talk about some of the foods we like to recommend. I just know my personal diet every day is I eat eggs, I have lots of nut butters like peanut butter, almond butter, and salmon. And I will have like some cheese sticks here and there, but the saturated fat content in a cheese stick is still not very high versus full fat cheese. But that's what I recommend. I mean, what do you like to do from a daily
I
standpoint?
mean, avocados are great if they can stay on your shelf long enough to not be overripe.
Yeah.
But I mean, like any kind of healthy oils, like olive oils and stuff like that, you want to add or promote instead of like vegetable oils. And then like nuts and seeds, as you mentioned, you like peanut butter, almond butter,
Yeah.
and stuff like that.
What about you, Lisa?
Yeah,
Any really
fatty fats is awesome. Absolutely on the same page when it comes to salmon, eggs as well. Although they do have saturated fats in them, that's something where I say to my clients, you know, an egg a day, that's or even two or whatever. That's amazing, even just from a choline and other micronutrient perspective. But apart from that, flax seeds, chia seeds as well. I know that they're not pure fats, but things like that or a Brazil nut for your selenium, really, really great. But generally speaking, I do think in order, you know, to answer that person's question, I do think moderating or limiting saturated fats is still something that we should be trying to do, especially if we have conditions of elevated cholesterol in our genetics and our families or are prone to that overall.
Yeah, before we shut this down, I know these are always quick questions, Louise. Let's tell people some foods to watch out for because not everyone listening knows exactly what to watch for. I can name a couple like pretty simple ones that I know people are interested in. Full fat whipping cream is probably something that people need to watch out for, a little higher saturated fat. What else that you guys can think of that
I
people need to
mean,
watch for?
in general, full fat dairy, like any full fat dairy product, is going to have a reasonably high percentage of saturated fats, whether that's milk, cheese, or whatever. But of course, also fattier cuts of meat. If we're getting a high quality grass-fed whatever steak, that's a whole different story. But just those conventional ones, and particularly like processed meats, tend to be super high in trans and saturated fats. But so things like bacon or the deli meat type things, they have a higher saturated fat content also. So that would be something I would look out for. But speaking of the fattier things that are maybe kind of like covered as unhealthy. I already mentioned coconut oil. Not to demonize coconut oil, you can use it in smaller quantities. But again, especially in the CrossFit space, et cetera, I heard a lot, hey, you know, put coconut oil in everything, just use coconut oil. It's the latest thing. And it is high in saturated fats. So coconut oil, same with cacao butter, so dark chocolate, or of course, you know, chocolate being dairy-based anyway, that is still higher in saturated fat. So that would be something to look out for.
A lot of people, at least a couple of years ago, they got real high up on ghee. I'm not
Yeah,
even
that.
familiar with the breakdown. Is that another one that's higher in saturated fats?
Yeah.
It's clarified butter, so therefore, yes, a dairy product essentially, and definitely high in saturated fats. Very good point.
Yeah.
So for saturated fats, think of like any kind of fat that's solid at room temperature is going to
Right.
contain saturated fat.
Well, this was a
Yeah.
nice, good 4 to 5 minute, well, maybe 10 minute deep dive. Thanks for coming in, Jake. We need to get
Yep.
Jacob back on the show more anyway. We're all
Yeah.
busy running the office. Like, we had somebody come in to pick an order up that we just missed. One of our main guys. I feel bad, but this is good. Nice, quick episode for myself, Jacob, and Lisa. We're out of here. See you guys.
Bye.
You.